You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All of you Foxborough faithful, you are now locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast, and it is Patriots Cardinals Crossover Friday here on your daily home for news, notes, and analysis, infused with the occasional opinion on your six-time Super Bowl champions, the New England Patriots. Locked On Patriots is presented today by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off your next order. Greetings and salutations, Patriots Nation. Thank football in Foxborough. It's Friday here on the pod. I hope that you all had a safe, healthy, and happy Thanksgiving holiday. And I thank you all for joining me here on this Friday of an extended holiday weekend for many of you as we cross the streams here on the Locked On Podcast Network between Locked On Patriots and Locked On Cardinals. My name is Mike DeBate, your host of the Locked On Patriots podcast, which of course is a proud part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And folks, because it's your team every day, that means your questions, comments, and feedback are always welcomed and greatly appreciated. Share that feedback anytime by reaching out to me and following me on Twitter at MDABATEFPC. And while you're out there giving the weekend nod and saying how you doing to the Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. Folks, it might be an abbreviated week here on the pod, but we would not miss the opportunity to cross the streams and bring you Crossover Friday on what usually is Crossover Thursday. But fear not, because the crossover concept is back today, and it's back in a big way. Not just one, but two of my esteemed colleagues will join me today on the hot seat. Bo Brack and Alex Clancy, co-hosts of the Locked On Arizona Cardinals podcast, will join me to break this one down from a Pats perspective and from a Cardinals perspective. Last but certainly not least, keep a sharp ear to the conclusion of today's episode, where I will be opening my weekend sharp eye notebook, and I'll also be providing my game prediction for Sunday's matchup with Arizona at Gillette. So a lot of action coming at you today for your post-Thanksgiving listen here on the Locked On Patriots podcast, and in just a moment, we will indeed cross those streams, and Alex and Bo will join me here on the hot seat to discuss anything and everything Patriots Cardinals. But first, as I usually do here on the pod to get you ready for game day, I'll run down some of Sunday's logistics and take a look into the health and well-being of both teams in anticipation of Sunday's contest. Of course, this Week 12 matchup will take place this Sunday, November 29th, 1 p.m. Eastern, Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Sunday's game will be broadcast on Fox. I know a lot of you are used to watching these games on CBS, so check your local affiliate and be sure to tune into the NFL on Fox at 1 p.m. Kevin Burkhart will handle the play-by-play duties on this one, Daryl Johnston is the color analyst, and Pam Oliver working from the sidelines. Of course, as you know, I always recommend a little hometown flavor, and who better than two of the best in the business? Our man Bob Soucy handling the play-by-play, former Patriots quarterback and fan favorite Scott Zolak on the color commentary, and the game can be heard on the Patriots flagship radio station, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Of course, this isn't quite the one that you're hoping for if you like to see bitter rivals take on the New England Patriots. Not a whole lot of history between these two teams. Patriots do have a 7-7 record all time against the Cardinals, 3-1 against Arizona under Bill Belichick, and these two teams haven't met since the 2016 opener, with Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback starting for the Patriots. Of course, that was during that whole Deflategate Tom Brady suspension fiasco. But that one resulted in a 23-21 Patriots victory. And there's no question about it, folks. The Pats want to replicate that outcome. In order to do it, they're going to have to build off of a 4-6 record. The Pats, of course, fresh off of a 27-20 loss to the Houston Texans on Sunday, could not stop the running or the passing of Deshaun Watson, and this week the task does not get any easier. Kyler Murray of the Arizona Cardinals is a threat with his arm and a threat with his legs. But is he fully healthy? I'll tell you what, we'll get back to that one in a minute. The Patriots, unfortunately, in this one will not be fully healthy, as we know the team lost Rex Burkhead with a knee injury earlier this week, so the Pats' running game will be without a potent weapon. However, the Pats are starting to show some prowess on offense, and there's no doubt about it, they want that to continue on Sunday. As for the Cardinals, they come into Foxborough with a mirror image record of the Patriots, 6-4, But they're also coming off a loss to the Seattle Seahawks 28-21 way back a week ago yesterday on Thursday Night Football. Kyler Murray was bothered by a sore shoulder in that game, ran for only 15 yards, and was slowed down in the passing game a little bit as well, going only 29 for 42, 269 yards passing with two touchdowns. And that shoulder injury to Kyler Murray could end up being significant in this game. If you listen to Wednesday's pod, when my good friend and former host here on Locked On Patriots, Mark Schofield, joined me in the hot seat, we talked about Kyler's shoulder injury and how that might affect the product we see on the field coming from the Arizona Cardinals. And Arizona's Thursday injury report indicated that Kyler was limited in his practice availability and activities, marking the second straight day that happened. And don't forget, earlier this week, Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury said that they wanted to take a wait-and-see approach with Kyler, didn't want him playing through an injury that could possibly get worse as the season progressed. If I'm trusting my gut, I think the fact that he's been out on the practice fields a couple of times this week is an indicator that he'll be ready to go. But he may not be the same explosive force that we're used to seeing. Will that allow the Patriots' defense to take advantage and find ways to marginally disrupt the Arizona offensive attack? Well, the only way we're going to know that, folks, is on the field Sunday. Again, just my opinion, I think Kyler goes in this, but pay close attention to the Arizona injury report on Friday evening, as well as the reports that come out throughout the day on Saturday. That will be telltale in terms of who we will see for the Cardinals taking snaps at quarterback. Now, one player we know for sure we will not see for the Arizona Cardinals this coming Sunday is prolific wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald. Throughout the course of the Thanksgiving break, it was revealed that Larry had in fact tested positive for COVID-19. He is officially out for Sunday's game. And even though Larry Fitzgerald is not quite the same prolific force he has been in the Arizona offense, this is still bad news for the Cardinals. Larry is one of the smartest and most capable receivers in that unit, and just his presence in the lineup alone provides Arizona with a much more formidable offensive identity. Of course, at the time, Bo, Alex, and myself recorded our crossover, the news about Larry Fitzgerald's positive COVID-19 test had not yet hit, and bottom line here, folks, health is always the most important thing on either sideline. We here at Locked On Patriots all wish Larry Fitzgerald the very best of health, and all look forward to seeing him back on the field soon. As for your New England Patriots, well, they still have an extensive list of walking wounded, and on Thursday's report, it indicated that six players did not participate, including defensive lineman Tayshaun Bauer out with an illness, of course, running back Rex Burkhead out with a knee injury, three new additions to the non-participants, Kyle Duggar with a toe injury, special teams captain Matthew Slater with a knee issue, and running back J.J. Taylor with a quad. That could be significant as the Patriots continue to need a little bit of assistance in the running back area now that we know that Rex Burkhead will be out for the year. Another non-participant was left tackle Isaiah Wynn with a knee injury. And earlier this week, we had speculated a lot about whether or not Wynn's injury would keep him out for a long period of time. By all indications and several reports circulating out there, it looks like Isaiah avoided serious injury. In fact, he's expected to be listed as questionable for Sunday's game, which means that there is a chance he might suit up. Now, even if he's kept out of this game, folks, the fact that he's questionable is a good thing for the Patriots. It means that even if he needs a week of rest, it's likely that that week will only be limited to one, and he should be able to go the following week. That is great news for the Patriots, who really could not afford to lose their starting left tackle. And when Isaiah Wynn's been healthy this year, he's been very, very good on that line. As for those with limited availability, well, this is starting to read like a list of usual suspects. Linebacker Juwan Bentley with a groin injury. Defensive lineman Adam Butler with a shoulder injury. Byron Cowart continues to be listed with a back injury. Carl Davis had limited availability, feeling the effects from a concussion. Kicker Nick Folk continues to be listed with a back injury. Cornerback Stephon Gilmore was listed with a hand injury, limited in his availability. That might be one to keep an eye on throughout the weekend. Of course, Lawrence Guy continues to be listed with shoulder, elbow, knee injuries. He went out there last week, and folks, I have to be honest, I expect him to go out there once again. N'Keal Harry is listed with a shoulder injury, limited in his availability, and despite what you'll hear from some of the Twitter quote-unquote experts out there, or the Fellowship of the Miserable that you can hear on terrestrial radio up here in New England, losing N'Keal Harry for this game would not be a good thing, folks. Keep your sharp eye on that. Tight end Ryan Izzo, listed with a hamstring and a hand injury. Again, Claire, don't panic. I fully expect Ryan to go in this, but the kid is definitely nursing some injuries and playing through some pain. Of course, a pair of offensive guards to close out the list of limited availabilities. Guard Shaq Mason with a calf injury, and on the other side, Joe Tooney listed with an ankle injury. So the Patriots' list of walking wounded continues to look more like a roster than an injury list. However, keep a sharp eye throughout the weekend on all of the Patriots' injury and health-related news, including the information that comes out on the Cardinals, especially with Kyler Murray. And as new information is learned, I will bring you the very latest via my Twitter account or the Locked On Patriots Twitter account. So now that the health check has been completed and the logistics have been provided, it's time to cross the streams. And in just a moment, Alex Clancy and Bo Brack, both of the Locked On Arizona Cardinals podcast, will join me here on the hot seat as we talk all things Patriots Cardinals in this crossover Friday episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast. But first, Locked On listeners, this football season has been and will continue to be different, but Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch this season. I know, it still feels odd not to be able to participate in the roar of the crowd, the thrill of the tailgate, even watching your favorite team on TV seeing empty stadiums, but it doesn't mean that your seat can't still be the best seat in the house. The NFL has put out some phenomenal action this year, and watching all this action from the comfort of your very own home is actually a pretty good deal. More comfortable clothes, more comfortable seats, your favorite snacks within your reach, and of course, Pepsi, which is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. Made for football watching.
Okay. Patriots fans and Cardinals fans, we hope that you had an enjoyable Thanksgiving, and to help make the country's most popular holiday weekend just as enjoyable, if not more enjoyable, is a weekend slate of NFL football. This Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, the Arizona Cardinals will meet the New England Patriots in Week 12 of the 2020 NFL season. It is crossover Friday here on the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Mike DeBate, host of the Locked On Patriots podcast, and joining me is not only one valued colleague, but two valued colleagues here at the network for me, Bo Brack, Alex Clancy, co-host of the Locked On Cardinals podcast. Bo and Alex, it's always an honor, always my privilege to join you on the microphone for these crossovers.
Yeah, likewise, Mike.
Absolutely. And this is going to be an interesting matchup for both teams. A lot on the line and a lot at stake for both teams. And Bo, I'll start with you and Arizona. They enter this game at 6-4. They're well rested, albeit after a 28-21 loss to the Seahawks last Thursday. But they're currently in the position for the third wildcard spot in the NFC. If they did lose on Sunday, it would bring them a bit closer to the Bears right now that are 5-5, and the teams Minnesota, Detroit, San Francisco right now that are currently hovering around that type of, you know, Mendoza line sort of, so to speak, to either make it or break it when it comes to the playoffs. So I'm not saying that this is going to be a must win or a make or break victory for the Cardinals, but it's clearly one that they'd like to have. To do that, they're going to have to find a way to slow the Patriots' run game, and that continues to be New England's strength. The Cardinals' defense has been hit hard by some injuries, particularly up front. Corey Peters, obviously the most recent of those, out for the season with a knee injury. Old friend of New England, Chandler Jones, also lost for the year, and Jordan Phillips, Zach Allen, also on injured reserve. So a lot going on injury-wise. Rashard Lawrence could come back for this Patriots game, but those absences have left Arizona a bit vulnerable up front, and the run defense numbers do indicate that. Now, Arizona signed Dante Pico earlier this week to try to add some depth, and even though they rank 23rd against the run, Vance Joseph has the defensive savvy to scheme some effective ways to prevent points on the board by blending some capable veterans, especially in the secondary, and some young athletic players in coverage, particularly one at the hybrid linebacker in Isaiah Simmons, who impresses me a lot. Alex, beyond just the surface of what I've seen, what makes Arizona's defense so dangerous, especially in this matchup coming up against New England?
There's a lot of It seems like Vance Joseph holds his hand pretty tight to his vest. You know, like with all of the injuries, as you mentioned, it's any snap could look like something we've never seen before. It started with the Seattle game, the second half primarily, where the blitz packages were wizard-like. I mean, it was like a magician had taken over as defensive coordinator because there's so many glaring holes at pass rusher, and that was before they had traded for Marcus Golden, and that's before, you know, Hassan Reddick had really implemented himself into the pass rush attack, and before Isaiah Simmons actually showed that he was worth his weight in gold from the defensive side rushing the passer. It's just been kind of a week-by-week, play-by-play kind of thing, kind of scheme that he's going to draw up because they're behind the eight ball. They have, obviously, again, injuries, but now they're more equipped at the pass rushing spot at least than they were earlier on in the season. So it's really going to come down to if they can hold their weight in coverage from the cornerback position, because regardless of Chandler Jones being out and regardless of the interior defensive line being hobbled, the secondary, the corner specifically, have been really the most volatile position on the defensive side. Patrick Peterson has showed, you know, his Jekyll and Hyde side. Drake Kirkpatrick has definitely had his ups and downs. Buda Baker and Jalen Thompson over the top from the safety position have been the most stable. But it's really going to come down to if they can turn Cam Newton over when he throws the ball, and it's going to be the corners that really need to be an anchor for this defense if they're going to want to win this game.
Absolutely. Such great insight. And again, you mentioned, you mentioned some of these guys, especially Buda Baker at the safety position. Patriots are going to have to be very careful to watch him when it comes to him utilizing the blitz. Picking up the blitz has not been the strong suit of Cam Newton in the Patriots offense this year. So a lot of things to watch for, and definitely some good things on the horizon for the Arizona Cardinals if they can make that happen. Bo, let's talk a little bit about the Arizona Cardinals defense and the Arizona Cardinals offense. And when you think offense, it automatically begins with Kyler Murray. Even though he's nursing a shoulder injury, there is still a lot to fear about the way this kid plays the game. He could beat you in so many ways. Because he's so good at running the ball through the ground, the Cardinals rank second in the league in rushing, 157.7 yards per game, and they're first in yards per rush at 5.15. Murray himself has 10 rushing touchdowns, but the Cardinals, they also use Kenyon Drake, Chase Edmonds as their main ball carriers, and these guys are effective in so many ways. Both average over 4 yards per carry. They've combined for 6 rushing touchdowns between the two of them. Through the air, he's just as effective. He's got some pretty capable receivers as well. Kyler can throw the ball, and he's got DeAndre Hopkins at the top of that list, Christian Kirk, Larry Fitzgerald. And, of course, I want to give a little love to UMass alum Andy Isabella, who's been pretty good in this offense as well. They're all capable of making plays. But when it comes to opposing defenses, is there a poison to be picked when it comes to this Arizona offense? And what strategy might we see Arizona employ to put points up on this Patriots defense?
Yeah, there's a big misconception about Cliff Kingsbury and his air raid offense that it's pass, 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 and then run a little bit. But where the Arizona Cardinals have been the most effective offensively is when they get that good run-pass balance. Obviously, every team in the NFL wants a run-pass balance. You know it with a mobile quarterback yourself covering the Patriots. You see that when Cam gets it going on the ground, you've got that stable of running backs that gets it going, and then you have the ability to throw the ball down the field. It just works. It just looks like a great, you know, scheme. And the, you know, Josh McDaniels is an offensive genius. Same thing goes for Cliff Kingsbury as a play caller. The Seattle Seahawks were able to bottle up Kyler Murray and Kenyon Drake in the last game, that 28-21 Thursday night football victory. And that's been the biggest difference between Cardinals wins and Cardinals losses offensively, is getting the run game going. And when teams can kind of keep Kyler Murray behind the line of scrimmage and getting out and running and being the elusive runner that he is, that's the most effective way that teams have been able to combat the Cardinals' potent run game. And if you're going to pick your poison, you're going to make Kyler Murray, even though I think that as far as the mobile quarterbacks go, he's probably one of the more impressive throwers of all those guys. He throws a beautiful deep ball. You're going to pick your poison as far as having him beat you with his arm. Take away the run game completely. Keep him behind the line of scrimmage and have the inability to get out, run, get in space. Same thing goes for Kenyon Drake. You know, he's had a couple good games here, and I think his numbers are a little bit more inflated than what really kind of shows what type of season he's had. But when he can kind of run between the tackles, it gives the Cardinals that weapon that they need to kind of move the sticks And that's when this offense is most effective. It's not getting the big chunk plays. It's moving the chains. It's putting up and putting the offense in a position to be successful on second and third and manageable. And that's when Kyler Murray is the most dangerous, because when he can just kind of be put in a position to be the most successful quarterback that he is, it's having that run pass balance and him not having to kind of harbor all of that and do that himself. So it's, you're picking your poison. You're picking Kyler Murray's arm right now, because in his second season, sure, he's thrown for, you know, a pretty high number of touchdowns, 19 this season, but also he's most dangerous with his legs. So the Patriots defense, they've got the tough task of slowing him down on the ground, and then picking their poison as far as seeing what he can do as far as picking them apart with his arm.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely been a very difficult thing for the Patriots to do. Look, they have a new-look front. Carl Davis has come in and provided some stability in the interior of that defensive line. Byron Cowart, Lawrence Guy have been better run stuffers the last 2 weeks, but they're going to need to continue that against the Cardinals and force Kyler Murray to the air. Like you said, try to take away the run game. That has not been easy for the Patriots to do all season long, and if the Cardinals can get their running game on track, it could end up being a long afternoon in Foxborough for the hometown club. Bo, Alex, you guys have provided a tremendous amount of insight when it comes to the Cardinals. My listeners of Locked On Patriots have definitely learned a lot more about your side of the ball, but this wouldn't exactly be a true crossover unless we flip the script and you put me on the hot seat. In just a moment, folks, Bo, Alex, and I will talk about things from a Patriots perspective as these two teams prepare to do battle on Sunday in Foxborough. More with Bo Brack and Alex Clancy of Locked On Cardinals and myself, Mike DeBate of Locked On Patriots, when this Crossover Friday continues.
Welcome back to a Crossover Friday here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. Alex Clancy and Bo Brock from Locked On Cardinals. Mike DeBate from Locked On Patriots talking. Now we're 48 hours away or so, 72 hours depending on when you listen to this podcast, to Cardinals-Patriots up in Foxborough. It's kind of a turning point for both of these organizations in very different ways ahead of this game. If the Cardinals win, they put themselves smack dab in the middle of the NFC playoff hunt again. And if in turn, if the Patriots lose, there are going to be question marks surrounding the future of this organization even more than there already are right now. And, Mike, I want to get into it right away. Stephon Gilmore's back. Is Stephon Gilmore going to be the guy that's going to be mirroring DeAndre Hopkins, the number one target for the Arizona Cardinals on the defensive side of the ball?
I would probably say yes. I think conventional wisdom would tell you that J.C. Jackson might get the nod simply because he's been more active lately. He's been their best cover corner so far this year. He's got the speed and the ability to get into a defender's hip pocket or an offensive player's hip pocket and be able to be an effective defender. The problem with that is that J.C. is still showing signs of being able to break down in coverage. He's still essentially growing into himself as a corner. I think he's done a tremendous job. But Stephon Gilmore has locked horns with DeAndre Hopkins in the past. Those two are very familiar with one another. So I expect these two to match up with one another. And I know Gilmore is going to be motivated to try to shut down DeAndre. Of course, I say that tongue in cheek. Nobody really shuts down DeAndre Hopkins. You look to hope to slow him, look to contain him, maybe get a couple of plays in on him and take him away as maybe a primary weapon or at least an every down weapon like he has been for the Cardinals. Jonathan Jones, I think, is going to be an interesting matchup. I look for him to maybe drag Christian Kirk in that matchup. I think you might see him match up in there. And then, of course, the safeties, I think, will probably be drawing the duty of handling Larry Fitzgerald underneath. The key for New England is going to be trying to get some pressure on Murray. That's going to help, but it's going to depend on a lot of what they get in the secondary coverage. And that begins and ends with Stephon Gilmore, who, even though he's had his issues this year with staying on the field, hasn't quite been the same player he was last year as the Defensive Player of the Year in 2019. He's still, pound for pound, their best defender on the field.
Mike, it's been an uneven season, to say the least, for the Patriots as far as week-to-week performances. I mean, you've got a loss to an injury-depleted 49ers team. You've got a win over the Ravens. You squeak by the Jets, and you lose to the Texans most recently. What's the biggest key to success for this Patriots team? Is it getting back to where they're playing at a high level defensively like they were last season, or is it just all on the arm and legs of Cam Newton?
And I think it needs to blend a little bit of both, to be honest with you, Bo. I think in a lot of ways, the New England Patriots have had flashes of success when they've played their game, both on offense and on defense. On defense, flood the middle, be able to stop the run, and allow the linebackers to get into coverage, allow the secondary to be able to play man, and at that point, they can really set up to provide very good defense and very good coverage. The Patriots have not been able to do that. They simply lack the personnel, I think, on defense this year. The pass rush has not been nearly as consistent as it needs to be. They've got flashes of kids and young players that can be pretty good pass rushers in this defense. Chase Winovich comes to mind. He's one of them that has a nonstop motor, but he's been all over the field, has not really played his assignments as indicated, and he's been erratic, and that's something that can cause problems for a defense when they're trying to get continuity. The other aspect is the linebackers. The middle of the field has been terrible. Deshaun Watson was able to carve them up last week by really attacking the middle of the field defense. Juwan Bentley has not been able to quite nicely fit into the cookie cutter role that everyone hoped he would with the departure of Dante Hightower via COVID opt-outs. So they've been lacking in that area. We've mentioned the middle of the interior of the defensive line. Losing Danny Shelton was a big blow to this team. Then you bring in Bo Allen, and of course Bo Allen doesn't suit up and play a down for the New England Patriots because of injuries. So they've had to bring in Carl Davis. Even Isaiah Mack has come in, but they've lacked in that area as well. And the coverage in the secondary has suffered simply because the personnel in the front seven has been difficult to be able to replicate. On offense, Cam Newton has been very good when he utilizes the zone reads, when he's able to get quick short passes, move the ball down the field, and essentially open things up for the passing game where he can utilize that. We saw that on Sunday when the Texans stuffed the box and they put an eighth player into the block, and they really forced Cam to throw the ball. He can be effective when his receivers get open. The problem is they haven't done that consistently enough. Some of it has been because Cam has missed time due to COVID. There's been some confusion about the pre-snap reads and being able to pick up the blitz. But also, Josh McDaniels' game calling, I think, needs to be a little bit more consistent. Utilize Cam Newton to his best strengths, and I think that will give the Patriots some stability. Ultimately, the Patriots' run game has been great, but when you take that away from them, it's very difficult for this team to find its offensive rhythm. So that's really the key in being able to beat the New England Patriots. Several teams have done that effectively, but when they have a good balance, this team can play with anyone. They can still pull out wins. They're far from being a poor football team, but they're simply not the juggernaut we've seen the last few years.
Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, Locked On Cardinals. Mike, debate Locked On Patriots. It should be a very interesting matchup on Sunday. Mike, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you down the road, man.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and glad to hear you guys had a great Thanksgiving.
And just like that, Patriots fans, it's almost time to lead you to kickoff on Sunday. But before I give my game prediction on Sunday's matchup, here's what I'll have my sharp eye on in terms of the Patriots hanging around and making this one a game. And folks, I believe they can do it. The best way to do it, control the time of possession. The Patriots need to establish the running game early in order to control the clock. The Patriots had very early success against the Texans when Damian Harris was running the football and the Patriots were controlling the clock. They got away from that in the second half. I look for the Patriots to return to that strategy and keep running it throughout the game. Harris is clearly going to get his touches, but don't be a bit surprised to see Sony Michel emerge as that change of pace type back. Normally, I would say that the rookie J.J. Taylor had a shot at this role, but because of his having been listed on the injury report with a quad, I'm not so sure if they're going to be able to lean heavily on him. Sony looks to be healthy. I think he'll return for this one. And because of that, Harris will be option one, Sony will be option two, and of course, a lot of James White catching the ball out of the backfield. They had success with that as well last week. I expect the Patriots to employ that look and have some success with it against Arizona's defense. That being said, look for Cam Newton to take on a dual role as well. He'll be extending plays with his legs and might be a run-first option on more than a few downs. When Arizona does stack the box and force the Patriots into obvious passing situations, Cam has proved that he can do the job there as well. Damir Bird will be a target, Jacoby Myers will be a target, and who knows, maybe this is the opportunity for Isaiah Ford to crack his way into the lineup and show that he can receive the ball as well. On defense, the Patriots need to be much more aggressive. They got virtually no pass rush on Deshaun Watson last week, and he absolutely tore apart the middle part of the field. My good friend Steve Ballastrieri here on the pod earlier this week said that he expects to see some lighter fronts with guys like Adrian Phillips, Kyle Duggar, guys that can add some speed and allow the linebackers and edge rushers to get after Kyler and force him to get rid of the ball before he's ready. If the Patriots can do so, especially with Kyler's shoulder injury problems, I think they have a puncher's chance of being able to get to him and maybe even force a turnover or two. Final analysis, maybe it's just the hometown feel of the holiday weekend, but I think the Patriots have some home cooking brewing. I've been seeing a lot of positives on both sides of the ball. Patriots just haven't been able to put it all together. I think this is the week they do it. And even though the Cardinals, I think, are the more talented team, maybe even on both sides of the ball, folks, I think they're catching this Cardinals team just at the right time. They're a little banged up, coming across the country after a long layoff. I think the Patriots get back to basics, utilize the run game, maybe let Cam cook with his arm a little bit, but I think the defensive side of the ball shores up the middle part of the field, and as a result, I'm going with the hometown upset here. I predict that the New England Patriots will beat the Arizona Cardinals by a final score of 28-24. So folks, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But what are your thoughts on Sunday's game? I'd love to hear your predictions, no matter what they be. Doesn't even have to be a final score. It could just be whether you expect a certain player to play well, who might step up, who might regress a little bit. Again, folks, your team every day means your questions, comments, and feedback are always welcomed and greatly appreciated. So feel free to share those thoughts with me on Twitter at MDABATEFPC or via the Locked On Patriots account at @LO_Patriots. As for the pod itself, we'll be back on Monday to break down all the action from Foxborough when it comes to the Patriots and the Cardinals. So, to be sure that you do not miss a single second of the action, make sure to follow and subscribe to the Locked On Patriots podcast on platforms such as Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Just make sure that you're staying locked in to Locked On Patriots. Once again, my name is Mike DeBate. I thank my colleagues Bo Brack and Alex Clancy of Locked On Cardinals for helping me cross the streams here today on this Crossover Friday. But most of all, I thank you so much for listening and for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. Until Monday, folks, stay safe, stay well, continue to be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great weekend, everyone, and enjoy the game on Sunday.